All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Runaroma podcast. I am here with Jason Lundgren. We got Jace's Polhemus and also the one and only Cole Sprout. We're here to talk to him today, ask him a few questions about college, just running in general. And I think who wanted to kick it off? Jason Polhemus, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go for it, dog.
So, Cole, just some notable races for you. We'll break them down. So you have a 14-16 5K, a 402 mile. You finished 15th in the D1 XE Championships in college. You're a three-time Colorado State champ, and your Stanford 5K was 13:43, which is pretty crazy. And you finished first place at NXR and third place at NXN in 2018.
Yeah, man, it was something like that. I think, yeah, you got it almost right.
Something like that. So I was my team left that year, 14-16, 5K, Twilight. Break down that race for us, or for everybody who doesn't really know about that race.
Oh, Desert Twilight, sure. And you're about senior year?
Yeah.
All right.
That race was Leo Dasbach.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a really fun race. It's kind of early in the season, so we head down there just to get a fast time. Course is really flat, same course as NXR Southwest. And, yeah, I mean, that race, you know, we went out pretty fast, around like 4:30 or so, I think. And, I mean, the goal was to kind of just try and see what we could do, just really kind of go out from the gun. So it was me and Leo for – a good majority of the race. The pack started to kind of splinter around 2 miles or so. So with a mile to go, I think I started to make a little bit of a gap on Leo. But then kind of like that final straightaway, which is pretty long. It's, I don't even know how long it is, but, it's really long. So you're kind of looking at this.
Yeah. It doesn't look as long as it does, but when you're racing it, it seems like forever.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely is like insanely long for a finish straight away, but I guess after you go the through the dip up that little hill and it's the flat
That dirt dip
Leo kicked it in, and you know, we kind of battled that last stretch, and then he took it away kind of that last 50 meters or so. But yeah, incredible race, and definitely one of the best races that, you know, I can think of. So it was a good time, and obviously a great race for both of us. So
yeah, the second, third fastest high school 5Ks ever, you know.
Yeah, hey, you know,
something like,
you know, it's nothing crazy or anything, right? Just pretty slight, you know. Yeah. It's not like you were dying or anything afterwards.
No, and there was definitely a time for that afterwards, I'll be honest. But yeah, hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. That's how it is.
That's work.
At the time, you know, it didn't seem like that much, but yeah, obviously looking back, it was a pretty crazy race.
Yeah, for sure.
Real fast. Would you consider that like one of your best races?
I definitely would. You know, that's a good question. I don't think about that race a ton, but it definitely was one of my better races. I tend to just enjoy track a little bit more, at least in high school that was the case. And so I guess most of like my best races were I don't know, track races for me, but that just could be like favorite races more so. But yeah, that was definitely like one of my best races looking back, for sure.
Then looking back, what would be your worst race?
That's also a good question. I mean, it definitely would be senior year NXN. I mean, I think kind of the later part of the season, I may have tapered a little bit too much, and so legs felt a little bit flat, and you know, going into a race and then starting first mile or so, and you didn't really feel it. That's never a good feeling. So at that point, it kind of got to me mentally as well. So you know, it was a tough race, and obviously the competition was incredible, but yeah, it just wasn't really my day. But hey, you need those just as much as the good days. So,
hey, Cole, I'm not like trying to like get under your skin or nothing, but weren't you dragged off the finish line?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely was. So yeah, I finished in. I mean, I was definitely fast, but yeah, I don't know.
You know, you looked like you were empty.
I was. I was definitely dragged off. I think I made it on like overtime or something. So that was
pretty cool. That's what I say. I saw it on overtime. Looked like got on TikTok or two.
Yeah. So. I mean, if that's what it takes. You know, sometimes it's worth having a bad race to get an overtime, I guess. I don't know.
For sure, I guess, man.
I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment. That that's pretty impressive to finish top 10 at NXN and be able to call that your worst race. I mean,
yeah. That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I like to pride myself, I guess, on being somewhat consistent. But, yeah, that was definitely a race where I wasn't feeling great at all. So, yeah. I guess, you know, for a bad race, that is pretty good.
For sure. I mean, for some recent news, two of your teammates went absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Today. Kai.
Last night, yeah. Yesterday and last night. So, Kai, he won his heat of the steeple. And he PR'd. He ran like 8:36. And then Charles was seventh in the final 10K, running 27:47.
Yeah, that 10K was a crazy race.
That was nuts. Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, no, that was a super fun race to watch. It was just changing the entire time. You know, guys were putting in kicks, and they were it was fun to watch for sure. I knew a lot of guys in there, so that made it even more, I guess, personal. But yeah, Charles had an awesome race. I was super happy for him.
That's awesome. Are you excited for next year for that kind of stuff too, though? Like,
yeah,
that's super motivating.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, I didn't race the 10K and didn't really want to this year. I think, you know, getting a good base under me this summer and everything, and fall, I think that'll be pretty big for trying to go after some 10Ks in the next spring, just seeing what we can do. So,
yeah,
excited for that for sure.
Sweet, yeah. So, what about when you got 15th earlier in the for cross country season for the D1 championships? Mm-hmm. How in the world did you do that? I remember looking and I know your name, obviously, from when I raced in Colorado. So I was like, Cole Sprout? Teeth? Like, that's gnarly. I think, what were you? What freshman were you? You know what you were? Were you like second freshman or like third freshman to finish? I don't know. It was something crazy. But, I mean, how'd that race feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the hardest race I've ever done, for sure. In every aspect, I guess. It was the longest race I've ever done. The hilliest run I've ever done. And yeah, so I mean, first 5K we came through probably like 1440 something.
Yeah.
Cool. So pretty quick, and it's definitely not that fast of a course.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like two big loops, I guess, are 5K each. And then yeah, second 5K was much slower, like 15 something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it I don't know. I started out kind of in the 40s maybe, and then just kind of worked my way up, kind of hoping that people would die, which on that course, they definitely did. I'd see guys like just either stopping or basically like jogging in like the last couple K. And one guy just like stopped and then walked off the course like in the last K or so. So
really?
Yeah.
What?
It was carnage. Yeah. It was pretty wild. I mean, guys passing out. I think girls race was even worse. People just passing out and everything. But yeah. So I guess I use that to my advantage, and I guess I'm glad I didn't myself die. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So was it hot that day? I can't.
It wasn't that hot. It was warm, but it was just super hilly. It was always kind of rolling. Steep uphills, pretty steep downhill. So I think it just elevated your heart rate, and you were never able to really get into a good, comfortable rhythm. So, yeah, it was just it was tough.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, just a fun question. If you could run with anyone, who would you choose to run with?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It could be anyone dead or alive, just to dead clear or alive? That.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I would say like an easy answer would be like Prefontaine. I mean, for obvious sure. reasons. He seems like a cool guy, and obviously he's really fast. So yeah. I think it'd be cool to meet him and run with him. But yeah. I guess somebody alive, I don't know. I mean, Craig Ingles seems super cool as well. So I'd love to run with him at some point.
Would you ever grow out the Craig Ingles mullet?
I don't know if I would do that. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Why not though?
Oh, he's going for it. You know that response.
I think that's why he's so freaking fast. It's the mullet, dog.
You know, it might be. I can't say you're wrong, so I might have to try.
It creates less wind drag, bro. He's chilling.
It yeah. could be. That's so true. All right. Well, maybe I'll have to reconsider.
All right. Oh, this one's fun. If there was an animal Olympics, who would win the 5K?
An animal Olympics, wow. The 5K. Ooh, wow. I mean,
that's kind of tough. I would.
That is tough. I mean, I would probably say, like, I don't even know what type of dog. You know, the dogs oh, yeah. that race. I think, yeah, the greyhounds. I don't know yeah. what type of dog they are, but I would probably put my money on them. I feel like dude, they could probably like home. Pace themselves the best.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
they're biggest heck, too. They got big stride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I feel like that would be they would definitely take the dub, but I honestly don't know. So
it's up in the air.
It is.
All right. Well, now we're done talking about animals. I think we should kind of talk about you. I mean, that's kind of why you're here. So, you know, when did you start like running? Who got you into it?
I think in eighth grade. And my sister actually like wanted to start doing cross country and track before I did. I used to race like mountain bikes when I was younger. So I guess I've always been into like endurance sports. And so I tried cross country.
That's kind of cool.
Cool.
I think I was like third at middle school state behind like Easton and somebody else.
So, how long have you been racing Easton?
I guess since then. Yeah, I've been racing him since eighth grade. While he lived in Colorado. Obviously now he's in Utah. But yeah, so I started racing then and just, I don't know, kind of fell in love with the sport. So just decided to keep doing it, see where it took me. So here we are.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing pretty good, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that was the goal all along, but I guess.
I hope so. I don't think anyone goes into cross country like, wow, I hope I suck today.
No, I mean, I wanted to do well, but I had no idea. I mean, I had big goals, yeah. but when I was in eighth grade, I had no idea.
Yeah. So, you like, even your, like, freshman self, did you think you would be running for Stanford? I mean, you were a beast freshman year too, but
yeah, I definitely don't think I did. Not in a sense like I didn't think I could be that fast, but I saw guys like, well, I don't know. There was definitely an element of, I would see guys like Casey Klinger and I'd be like, wow, you know, I would ever get to that level or it would take me a real long time. So I don't know. I definitely wanted to. That was a goal of mine, but
yeah,
I was deep down. I was always like, I mean, is it really attainable? So I don't know. It was definitely.
Seems like you have some like doubts. You know, you think would you say that like hold you back at all, or trying to get rid of those?
Not really. I mean, I just kind of go with the flow. I obviously have pretty high aspirations and goals for myself personally, and you know, whatever team I'm on, but. At the same time, I don't know. I just kind of like to have fun with it. So I don't try to put too much pressure on that. I like to, I guess, have things develop organically as they come. So, yeah, I mean, part of it, like, I was just running freshman year more so with no expectations, just kind of seeing how things went. And, you know, as I got faster, I definitely did gain more confidence and put more hold on, like, the goals and aspirations I had. So, you know, going to sophomore, junior year, I had much higher expectations and goals of, you know, running in college. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Getting, you know, winning cross country state 3 years in a row. I mean, that's pretty crazy too, especially on that course.
Yeah. That course
is pretty gnarly. So.
It is pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cole, give me your input. Cause I was just talking to Jason about it. He said that course was ridiculous. So what is that Colorado course like? So I kind of get like a perspective on it.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, there's a few elements that make it pretty difficult. For one, it's like, I think it's 7,000 feet.
Okay.
Springs.
That's high.
Pretty high, right? Yeah. And it's pretty warm. Usually it's in a pretty arid place. So it can get up to the 80s, sometimes 90s if, especially like in the, early in the fall when we're doing like the, pre-meet. Pre-state meet race. But yeah, it can definitely depend. Sometimes it's pretty brutal out there with the weather. And then it is pretty hilly, especially like the second part of the third mile. There's one pretty big climb, and then just, you know, a few little kickers. There's one steep, short kind of water crossing and then steep climb out of it. Right before the finish. So that's another thing that tends to gas people. But yeah, it's a tough course. Very respectful course for sure.
You ran like what, a 15:12? Was that, see, I can't remember. Was it 15:12 your, is that your junior or senior year? I'm not,
you know, I actually don't remember myself. I think that was junior year. 15:12 or 15:17, and then senior year, I ran faster than that, but I don't remember how much. So,
yeah. And those are all. I mean, you broke your own state course records, right?
Yeah. I think
you crushed it every time.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Special. What do you think, if you can remember, because I mean that was a long time ago, what do you think, do you have one that was most like memorable for you?
I would definitely say like senior year was one of the, it was definitely the most memorable to me.
Yeah.
Race in as a high schooler in Colorado, that was pretty special to me. And yeah, especially like racing under my coach, that was like a special race moment for us. So, that was a pretty cool race for me and kind of a nice way to round out my high school career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's crazy. And then running an 8:40 at that Arcadia invite for the 3200.
Yeah,
that must have felt nice too. I mean, that was probably one of the fastest. I mean, top two fastest times in the country for high school.
Yeah, at that time.
Yeah. I think it's all time. It's top 10 for sure. I don't know exactly. It might be like 6 or 7 or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that race definitely hurt a lot as well, especially pacing almost the whole thing. That was definitely not the intention going in, but I wanted a fast race, so I kind of just went for it, and you know it cost me the win, but it, you know, it was well worth it in my opinion, just getting a fast time like that. So that was one of my favorite races for sure.
Mm-hmm. And like for you going down to closer to sea level, like I don't think it really affects me that much. But, like, for you, could you feel it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel it. I just noticed that I can push harder. I'm still pushing just as hard as if I was at altitude.
Exactly.
But, you know, I could go faster. So, yeah, it feels just as bad, but you know, I can run a little faster, so it is nice.
Yeah. A bit of an advantage. Yeah. I mean, it is pretty during that time it was pretty warm, right?
It wasn't bad. It was warm, but the sun had set, and I don't know. I think when the sun's out, that's usually when it just feels more hot when the sun's out. So it was probably like 70s, 60s, so not too bad. Pretty nice temperature, I thought.
That's right, so.
Yeah.
And you were leading like the whole race,
basically? Yeah, I led until Nico passed me on the last, on the home stretch, with like 70, 50 to go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I still
see that race in my Instagram feed. It's great.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, trust me.
Nico sending it to you every night. Hey, check this out.
Yeah, no, he's too nice to do that, which I appreciate.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Have you ever met like anyone that did that though? Like any just complete douchebags?
You know, it's nice because the sport doesn't actually have a lot of those, but I'm trying to think.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, well, I'm pretty sure Nico's a super humble guy, right? I mean,
he's ridiculous.
No. Yeah.
All of the guys, and like, I don't know, I guess I don't say this to like be to brag or anything, but I don't think there wasn't really anybody that was faster than me, besides Nico and I guess a few others. But yeah, they were all like really nice. Everybody who did end up beating me never, you know, was a dick about it. So I respect that.
That's a nice thing about it.
Oh, it's like, Cole, believe it or not, I actually met you at NXR, and it's like, I kind of forget this perspective person. You're not like this, you know, I kind of forget that people are people. It was good to know that the running community is like, you know, just a bunch of super nice and humbled people. So,
No, it is. It really is. It's special for sure compared to other sports. It's something we have that a lot of sports don't. So yeah, it's awesome to have for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you were kind of like the fastest high schooler for a while though.
Until
Nico kicked like his senior year.
Oh yeah, no. When he came out of nowhere, kind of Arcadia time, he progressed really well, and you know, obviously, I wasn't really on the same level as him in terms of training and everything. So I tried to compete, but it wasn't super close. So I'll say that.
Yeah. Do you remember his time for the Arcadia?
It was 8:40 as well. He was like, he's less than a second ahead of me, I guess. So
yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I mean,
that race was close, but you know, kind of
the other
senior year track season, even cross, like he made pretty big gains. So,
All right. Well, we're gonna go off the subject of your races and kind of talk about your training a little bit. So, like, in high school, during Arcadia, even, like, the sub – I guess Arcadia was junior year. Yeah. Like, what was your training throughout high school? How many – like, what was your mileage and how are you doing back then?
Yeah. I was pretty low mileage, almost the entire time. I'm trying to think. Like, junior year, I was probably averaging 40-something miles a week, mid-40s probably. Yeah, I mean, week where I was like out backpacking with some friends. I think it was either it wasn't the week before, but maybe 2 weeks before. So I, you know, we'd backpack like 5 or 10 miles a day, and then I'd do my run, and then so that was kind of it wasn't really the prep I had, but I'm trying to think of any other. I don't know if I had like any super big workouts that prepared me for that. To be honest, like I don't think I thought I could run something like an 8:40 just based off the training I'd been doing.
More of having a good mentality. I mean, you were obviously probably in really good shape, but
yeah,
having mental mindset definitely probably helps you push through that too.
Yeah, definitely. No, it does. So yeah, having the mental fortitude to push when it got painful was helpful. And I definitely had a pretty solid base, a lot of strength. So that was really helpful for leading and pacing, you know, most of the race. Just being consistent with each lap. But for junior year it was pretty low mileage, and then senior year I bumped up a little bit to like, I don't know, 50, maybe 55. In season it might have been even a little bit lower than that. Nothing.
That's pretty impressive.
Crazy. Yeah.
The races you have.
Yeah, I definitely had to go to the well in a different way to run those races, because I don't think I was necessarily in shape to do it. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty awesome just having that kind of success. I guess having to, I don't know, do anything too crazy. I kind of wanted to do as little as I could, and just kind of save, the big mileage and, big workouts for college.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a...
What's going on?
You good, Jason?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right, bud. Make it sure.
Yeah, no, I'm chilling, bro. Y'all are talking, doing the show. I'm just trying to sit here waiting for my opportunity. Sheesh.
just going to let you know, this kid's sitting in this truck. But yeah, all right. So just continue on running. What was one of the things that like made you go to Stanford?
Yeah, that's a good question too. I mean, a lot of it was like the academic side. That was important to me. And, you know, if I do end up getting to run professionally or whatever, I could only do that for so long. So I want to have some sort of education and career I can fall back on, I guess. So, you know, that was a big part of my college decision for me. So looking for a school that offered that, and then obviously running was really big for me. So just finding a team and coach that I connected with was important. So I just felt like I connected really well with the guys on the Stanford team. And I was first recruited by Coach Milt initially before he left for UNC. But, I'm really glad that Coach Santos ended up coming to Stanford, because he's been just an awesome coach for this first year and everything. So, really glad that ended up happening, and we've connected pretty well, and his training's been awesome. So,
yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, Stanford is, like, the one place to go for academics. It's, like, it's not the one place, but it's, like, the best place, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to beat in terms of both athletics and academics, so.
Would you prioritize? Would you say you prioritize athletics or academics?
You know, that's a good. I mean, it depends on the season. Like, if we're in season, like championship season, I'll definitely start to prioritize athletics over academics. Obviously, I can't just not do school anymore, but I can definitely but I'll try if I can to let off the gas a little bit. With schoolwork and, you know, do what I need to, but not go crazy and have to do however much work before like a big race. So usually it's just time, like priorities and getting your time figured out. So I'll try to just get some of that stuff done beforehand, so it's not an issue, but it is hard to definitely balance both running and then school. So it's a little bit.
I hear that's like a big issue with most people. I know it's hard to just equalize everything. I know my grades go like just up, down with track and everything. Is that how it works for you?
Yeah, I've kept mine pretty steady. They don't change too much throughout the quarter and, or I guess throughout the semester. But it is nice. Like, a lot of the professors are understanding is us needing to travel and everything, especially like the collegiate level, even more so, I feel like. So a lot of them are really nice about giving extensions or whatever else just to help you out. So I haven't really felt like there's been too much stress of trying to fit in both running and academics. And, you know, once you get in, obviously you can make your school life as hard or easy as you want. So at Stanford, obviously a lot of people choose to make it hard, but, you know, it, being smart about what kind of classes you take, and I guess the rigor of your course load can really take some of that stress off. So, you know, for some of those seasons, I'll just take a lighter course load, just so it's not really an issue, and you know, it tends to work out so far. So,
yeah, I heard you talk about that with on like Easton Allred's video with you and Thomas Boyden. I heard something about that.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, and what's nice is that a lot of us try to take classes together. So that's nice because we're all kind of in the same thing and doing the same work. So for like this computer science class I took in the spring quarter, I took it with Charles, and he was like my programming partner. So we kind of do the projects together, which was nice. So there's things like that that just make it so much easier.
Yeah. Well,
so Cole, describe the difference high school training and the college training you're doing right now.
Sure. I would say biggest difference is workouts. They're a lot more volume than what I did in high school. So, and the actual reps are usually longer. So for cross, like we would do a lot more kind of longer repeats at still a pretty fast pace, but you know, just to train for like the 8-10K, it'd be, trying to think of a good one we did. We do like, I don't know, something like 4x2K or 5x2K on the track, or out like on a flat kind of trail system we have near campus. So we do something like that just to get in, you know, a lot of that base work we need just to have the strength to do something like an 8 or 10K, because it's obviously a long way to go. And in terms of even like track racing, if you're like a more distance guy or more distance oriented guy, you have to still have a lot of that base to run the 5 and 10K on the track. So yeah, it's just a lot more volume, at least from what I was used to. And then obviously easy miles, you're going to, I was doing like 60, 65 miles a week for the entire, my entire freshman year. And, you know, I'll be upping that a fair amount this summer. But yeah, so just in general, it's more mileage, more intensity. And yeah, I mean, in general, like coming down from altitude and getting it, being able to train at sea level was pretty nice, because I mean, it's just easier in general, and you can definitely push harder and get a lot more you know, solid speed work under you and not absolutely die. So you know, that's nice.
Yeah.
You have any of those workouts where you just like look at your coach and question his existence? Like, what's the craziest workout you've had?
Let's see. It was definitely it was 5x1K on the track. The track workouts I thought were definitely harder in general. But I wasn't feeling too good that day to begin with. And we were coming through the quarter probably, I'm trying to think, like probably like 65s or so. So pretty good pace, and moving. The rest wasn't a ton. It was probably like 90 seconds or so, if I had to guess. So we did 5 of those, and you know, I was definitely hurting by the end, like going to the well a little bit, I won't lie. And, so we finished the workout there and definitely was gassed. And then we did like 2 or 3 more 400s after that, which wasn't actually bad, but, you know, definitely overall was one of the hardest workouts you've done. So yeah, that was a great time.
Jeez. Just curious, what was your the time? What how fast do you have to run your Ks?
Oh geez.
If you remember. If you don't, it's fine.
But I don't think I know. I wish I did, but I'm really bad with that kind of stuff. So I won't even try to like come up with a number, but yeah, that
fast.
I can just remember the quarters. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it is to make me almost die.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to prove a point to Jason real fast. What do you do your easy runs in? Like, do you average a pace, like a specific pace?
You know, No.
Because Jason Lundgren loves to run his easy pace at sub five, I swear.
There's definitely those guys. I mean, I don't know. Me personally, like, especially in high school, I would probably take my easy runs a little bit harder than necessary, just because I kind of could. Like, I wasn't really having to recover that much. But, I mean, in college, like, you can't really get away with that as much. The workouts do tend to be pretty tough. So, you know, we'll hit easy runs, actually easy. And, you know, it makes a big difference. It's nice to recover and actually feel good the next day. So, you know, going like 7 flat, 7:30 pace feels nice.
See, Jason?
Yeah.
But hey, to each their own. I mean, for some people it works. Like, we'll have guys on the team that do rip easy runs. So, you know,
I mean, I'll rip them all, but you know, I feel good.
Good. I respect it.
But you know, your post college plans, I mean, you still got a few years left, but I mean, for if you were to go pro, what do you think your plan would be right now?
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know for sure. I would love to, yeah, I guess it would depend on what kind of deal I got with whoever. I mean, ideally, I would love to run for Nike. And in terms of training group, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of Stanford guys end up running for Bowerman. So that would be that's definitely been like a goal of mine. There's a lot of talent there. And obviously, Coach Schumacher's one of the best. So that'd be a really cool opportunity if I got there. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to make some Olympic teams or whatever else. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, that, for sure.
Is that like one of your goals? Like, if you had like a top like goal right now, what is it?
I mean, definitely make the Olympics, and I guess to push it even further, I would love to even medal or place at the Olympics. Like, that'd be, I think, the biggest goal I have. So yeah, who knows? But you gotta try it, right?
For sure. I mean, you're not super far away from it.
No, which is kind of crazy off to think about. I'm not like that far away. But yeah, I mean, some of the guys in the team will talk about this. Like, I don't know. Sometimes we forget like where we stand, like in terms of the country and world. So I don't know. It's kind of wild to think about, but yeah, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, you like living in the present or the future more?
Well, hey, that's a good question. I like that. I definitely like to live in the present. I can start to like look too much in the future, and I don't know, for me, like, that's just not, I don't like to live like that. It's kind of stressful predicting and trying to make things happen that you don't have much control over. So I just try to do what I can now, and you know, it's gotta be good enough.
Yep. And you know, it's not bad to think of that stuff. I mean, that's motivating. Like,
yeah, no, it definitely is.
For sure.
Just going one day at a time.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to move on. We got a few random questions for you before we head out, or you got stuff to do. What would you say your hobbies are? I know you said mountain biking and hiking. You got anything else up this week?
Yeah. I mean, being from Colorado, I love to camp and backpack, like I said earlier. But besides that, I mean, just hanging out with friends, going fly fishing, you know, things like that. Pretty, or I guess skiing too. That's another thing I love. But right now, it's not that great of a hobby, just because I don't really want to injure myself. So, you know, some things I got to kind of wait to do until whenever. But yeah,
that's pretty cool. I mean, you talk about your team a lot, and your, you know, all your buddies there. You got a whole squad. Do you think you and the Stanford boys could just like run it up these next years? I mean, you got a ton of young talent in there. You guys think you can do something?
A lot of Yeah, a lot of promise in cross. Like a lot of our scoring individuals were some of those freshmen, sophomores. So that's pretty cool to have. These next couple of years I think will be really exciting. We're having a lot of great guys coming in this year and the year after as well, I'm sure. So just kind of stay on top of the recruiting and get even better guys, and I think we'll be in a really solid place these next few years.
Yeah, it'd be great for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, pulling away a little bit in like I know Josh Kerr and the Saint Kid podcast talks about this a lot, but in a 4x mile, USA versus Britain, who do you got?
Oh, USA versus Brit. I would probably put it on. I would probably say USA. I think we have. There's a reason the U.S. is the hardest to make an Olympic team of any country. So I'm putting my money on us, but it would probably be pretty close.
Definitely a good one to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be an exciting race. I'd love to see that.
All right.
Maybe you can afford it. I'm just kidding.
Yo, imagine. All right. What is your favorite part about college and Stanford in general?
What's nice in terms of college is that you just have like a lot of freedom, and like a lot of time, especially this year, not having in-person classes. We could just kind of make our day or structure our day however we wanted. That was nice just for recovery purposes. And then, if we didn't have official practice that day, we could just run whenever. Besides that, like our coach tries to treat us like, I guess, professional athletes in the sense that he just kind of trusts us to get our stuff done and however else. So, he just puts having a lot of that trust put on you to do everything and, get where you need to be. That's kind of cool to have as well. I guess no hand holding it's a nice part of college, once you get there. So
just a little leeway into the professional career,
Exactly.
All right. Before a race, what's your favorite thing to eat? What do you got going?
Yeah. Morning of, if I'm racing like in the evening, I'll have like oatmeal and a banana. Maybe I'll have eggs, but oatmeal is like a good go-to, especially for like a morning race. I'll have oatmeal or like a bagel with peanut butter, and that's pretty much it. From there on, I'll just have like a nice Jersey Mike sandwich, Subway sandwich beforehand, maybe for lunch, and then one before, like 3 or 4 hours out before the race, and then, ready to go.
Yeah, and any specialty recipes for your oatmeal or sandwiches you like?
Ooh, not really. The one thing that's kind of tough about like traveling for almost all of our races in college is that you just kind of have to work with what you got. So sometimes the breakfasts aren't super great. So, I've had to work with like pancakes and peanut butter. I'm just kind of, and so I'll make that work. If I can, I'll put like a little bit of peanut butter in my oatmeal, and then, but I'll keep it pretty plain. I don't want like too much going on there, You gotta keep it simple. So
what's the worst thing you've eaten before a race?
I try to be pretty good about what I eat beforehand. I don't know. I have a pretty funny story about this. Like I had oatmeal before cross country state, or no, this was before NXN my junior year. So I had the oatmeal and it had like craisins in it as well. So, a little bit of flavor, but it was pretty good. Anyway, that's besides the point. I raced and everything, and then I finished, and I just like started throwing up uncontrollably. Like I couldn't stop. It was probably like the worst I've ever felt post race, but I was like, on the ground just heaving, and I made it up to like the podium to do like the trophy top three picture thing, and then I just like immediately started throwing up again, and Yeah, no, it was insane. They almost had to like take me off in an ambulance, but thankfully I'm just like I.
Yeah,
that would have been a fun story.
That is crazy.
All right, so my mom thought I was like throwing up blood or something, but it was just like the cranberries or the whatever dried raisins that were in there. So yeah, so I don't know, maybe it was something I ate, but yeah, it didn't settle too well. So yeah,
I'm never doing that again ever.
Yeah,
all right. All right, moving on. You got any like, you got a favorite song? What's going on?
All right, I mean right now
looking through his playlist right now.
I mean, I don't really listen to music either, so you know, I'm right with you.
I don't know, bro. Sometimes those playlist jams just on the long runs with the boys.
One that I really like is I don't know how you pronounce it. I think it's Dina by Sports. It's like, I don't know, it's a vibey song. So that's like a nice just travel song. Very low key, but yeah, I would say like genre wise, I'm more of a, I don't know, alternative indie type guy. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm into right now anyway. But
I dig it.
Yeah.
Are you like a music dude before your races, or do you like to like no headphones, or would you like have headphones with you?
I'll have headphones with me for sure. A lot of the time, like I don't, especially now, like with the team, I don't listen to music as much beforehand. We'll like just kind of mess around and talk about whatever. So I find that to be like more, I guess, I don't know, stress relieving than actual music. But yeah, it depends. I'll probably like, I usually listen to music like on the bus ride over to the venue or whatever, to the track. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah,
that's fun. Going on the track, what's your least favorite event?
Ooh, least favorite event. You know, I don't really know. I guess I don't know if I have a least favorite event. The 10K looks pretty brutal, so I feel like that would be my least favorite event if I'd run it. Well, I guess I have run 10K before, but yeah, I feel like it would be not a fun race. But I could be wrong. Maybe it'll be awesome. I don't know.
I mean, being a high school athlete, the longest I've ever run on a track is like 2 miles.
Yeah.
Consistently. Like the 10K just looks awful to me.
Yeah. No, it definitely does look like that. Even watching, it just looks like brutal. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The 5K is a little bit like that, but it's definitely not as bad. So, you know, you get used to it.
That's good. All right. I think a question that I've had for a while, I mean, I've asked a bunch of people this, but would you run a marathon in like your house hallway for $1,000?
For $1,000? Honestly, I don't think I would. I feel like in the time it would take me to do that, I could have spent that time doing something to just, I don't know, make $1,000 without having to like break my body to running down a hallway however many times to do 26 miles.
That'd be a banger video, bro. You should get talking to Easton Allred, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right. What would be your favorite workout? What do you just love?
You know, I love 400 repeats. So like a good one we did this spring was like 24 by 400 or something. Which I mean, it sounds pretty bad, but it was actually like it was a pretty fun workout. You know, it was just very consistent. But yeah, we were going through like, I don't even know, 65s. Actually, it was probably a little bit faster than that, but nothing too crazy. Just kind of getting a solid tempo in. But yeah, like 30 seconds in between. That's a nice workout. I like that one. Or cut downs. It's also a fun workout going down from like a, let's see, we would do like a, it's like a K 800 and then 400. So those are also kind of fun workouts, but I like to do speed.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Oh yeah. Just to wrap it up, what Like, do you have any crazy running stories?
Ooh, I don't know. Do I?
I mean, that oatmeal one was pretty
rough. Yeah, that one was pretty wild. Yeah, in terms of like workouts are easy. Oh well, actually no, I have a pretty gnarly one. So we were doing like hill repeats one day. This was like, I think it was maybe junior year, maybe senior year, but that doesn't matter. We were doing hill repeats and I had like shrimp or something for lunch. And let's just say I think it was bad shrimp because I might have had to just stop to the side and, you know, relieve myself several times during the workout. So that was like not really a crazy running story, but that was like, that was definitely like that was brutal one for me.
Like you will never forget.
Yeah, that's one I'll never forget. Like there was this little bridge and I had to like just zoom down there, and that was like the one private, we were like in kind of a neighborhood, so there was really nowhere to go, no bathroom. So it was kind of just do what you had to do scenario. But yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely wasn't it. So.
So.
Can you hear me now?
You're back? Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but it broke. So.
Oh, you're good.
Anyway, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks
for coming on. It was fun.
Sweet. Yeah. No. Awesome. Hey, well, either of you, if you're ever around or whatever, let me know if you want to run and we'll get it going. But yeah, I had a fun time on here.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, bro.
Awesome. Sure.
I mean, would you be willing to come to Arizona for a day and compete in this donut mile against Leo Dashba?
Oh, you know, maybe. Yeah, I'll have to think about it. But
that would be.
It's kind of like, it's kind of brutal there right now. It's pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little warm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. I'm not much of a heat guy, but that could be, you know, that could be fun, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I appreciate it. Yeah. I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace out, man.
Okay.